From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris.
We're here to pay tribute to a soldier with an extraordinary devotion to his brothers in arms and an unshakable love for his adopted homeland of America.
At the White House today, 76-year-old former Army Corporal Tibor Rubin received the Medal of Honor for extraordinary heroism. Indeed, extraordinary is a word that seems to run through his life story.
Tibor Rubin was born to a Jewish family in Hungary in 1929. When he was still a young boy, his family was forced into a German concentration camp. Most of his relatives died there, but Rubin survived and was liberated by the U.S. Army. He made a vow that he would join that army. He moved to America, and in 1948, he did join up. He was eventually sent to the front lines in the Korean War. He kept his fellow soldiers alive time and time again, on the battlefield, and later when his unit was captured and held as prisoners of war.
Tibor Rubin sat down to talk to us about his service in Korea, and we should warn you that the situations described are gruesome and the language is at times a bit coarse. Among the many things Rubin is honored for, the Battle of Unsan in October 1950. The soldiers of the 8th Battalion, 1st Cavalry, were surprised by a large Chinese offensive. The casualties were massive. Corporal Rubin used the last machine gun to defend a position so his badly wounded soldiers could retreat.
I was the last guy on the gun. I was going with the gun quite a long time, you know. And all of a sudden, they throw a hand grenade, and naturally I get wounded on my hand, and I got wounded on my chest with a shrapnel. Then all of a sudden, because of that, they knocked out the gun too.
After the battle, hundreds of members of the 1st Cavalry were taken prisoner and forced into a camp. They battled fatigue, hunger, and freezing temperatures. Most Americans had never known such misery, but it was somehow familiar to Corporal Rubin.
I had a very bad experience. I only was 40 months in a German concentration camp, which prepared me for that terrible life. So I started helping the young soldiers.
What kind of survival skills had you learned in the concentration camp?
All the American GIs, you know, like I'm now, but at that time I wasn't. We was rotten spoiled. We have good life like I have now. I'm rotten spoiled. And the kids coming, they don't have any kind of experience. The war was terrible. It is actually hell. But when you get captured, you become a nothing. You have no rights. You're no more a human being. You just no mother, father there, you know. No army back you up. You're just a nothing. So, you know, that's when you needed a lot of help. The guys wasn't, first of all, a winter was very hard. There was no medical care. There was no food. They don't have nothing much to eat, even themselves.
Food was so scarce that Rubin began to sneak out at night to steal whatever he could find. Barley, millet, animal feed. Rubin had picked up essential survival skills in the concentration camps. The most important of those lessons, he said, was that the mind could prevail even as the body suffered. And suffer they did. Prisoners were dying at the rate of 40 a day.
A lot of guys have dysentery, and that's what kills us most. And you already can tell when a young man gonna die. His eyes was already, how do you call it, you can see, start sinking, the teeth and the gums start showing up, you know, and we figure a few days probably gonna be dead. They used to come to me. He said, Rubin, John is very sick. You have to help. I see, first I told him, what can I really do? So they told me that, you Jews know everything. I say it's not true, because we Jews don't know everything, because if I did know so much, I wouldn't be here. But then what can I do? So I went, well, it's not a pretty nasty thing I did, but I went, you know, the Chinese bring in goats and the lamb, not for us, for themselves. And, you know, when they drop the thing, it looked like M&M's. So I put it in a little paper, and I went to Johnny. I just mentioned Johnny. I did that many times. I went to Johnny. He said, Johnny, he was already very sick. I see the Red Cross come and bring us new medication. I told him, Johnny, I cannot give you any medication. Only way I can give it to you if you try to get better. If you don't try, I have to take it away from you because we have so many sick people like you and they need it. So I say, I want heard that from your mouth. You tell me you're going to try all with all your might. So the poor guy said that I will, you know. So I gave him 3 pieces, was nothing but more than goat shit and lamb shit. But, you know, I told him this is the best medicine. So I don't know if I would be successful. But I gave him 3 times a day. When I gave it to him, I always check how he's doing everything. I gave him a lot of pep talk. And in a few days, I say, I do good because, you know, he start coming to himself. I set him up, I give him water, a lot of pep talk. He was close to dead when we started. And through a few days, he start get better. I set him up, get his strength back, and he come out of it. He come home.
The U.S. military says that more than 1,600 POWs died that winter at Camp 5 in Korea. Tibor Rubin's fellow detainees say his actions kept at least 40 prisoners alive. Over the next decades, Rubin was nominated several times for service medals, including the Medal of Honor, but there were always problems with his paperwork. The Pentagon now says that someone in his chain of command may have stymied the process because Rubin was a Hungarian Jew. Rubin is not going to pretend that he feels good about that, but he does feel great about that medal the president draped around his neck today. And after all these years, his humor still helps him cope.
I make a joke out of it. I always see if next time I join the United States Army, my name gonna be McDonald or Jones or Miller or Schmidt, because that Jewish name not gonna work. Took him 55 years. In the meantime, I was recommended 4 different times a Congressional Medal of Honor, 2 times a Distinguished Service Cross, 2 times the Silver Star, and they cut back on it quite a bit. You know what I mean? But listen, I'm getting the biggest medal from United States after 55 years. I never figured I ever gonna get it, so I'm very happy.
Corporal Tibor Rubin, it's been an honor to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very kindly. Appreciate it.
Tibor Rubin received the Congressional Medal of Honor today at the White House.